if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back. Pat Kreitlow in for Mike Fruit on Devil Radio, and it is my pleasure to be here, not just in the capacity of running Up North News, but also in that past life as a state legislator, which takes me to the topic that I wanted to kick off this segment with. One of those rare times where a former Democratic legislator is going to say things that come to the defense of a Republican candidate. I think I heard the sound of Crute driving off the road just now, but give me a chance here. This, of course, relates to Tim Michaels, the millionaire businessman who, again, believes, like many other millionaire businessmen, that there's nothing they can't do. And that includes running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. It has come to folks' attention that even though the secret to a successful business is attention to detail, there was a detail that he missed on his nominating petitions. And as a result, the Wisconsin Election Commission is going to be talking about this screw up, for lack of a better word, on Friday, and conceivably could boot him off the ballot just days after he got the endorsement from former President Donald Trump and immediately, grabbed control of the attention in that four-way race for the Republican nomination. So Michaels' nominating petition, like any of us who have run for office, there's a spot, of course, for your name, what district you're running for, some other information, and then some lines for signatures. And a little pull back the curtain here, folks. You can't just get on the ballot by saying, I want to be on the ballot. I want to run for this. To get on the ballot means filing a little bit of paperwork, and it also includes gathering signatures on a nominating petition. It's like 2,000 for statewide office, 400 for state senate, 200 for state assembly. The whole point being, if you're not able to use the shoe leather to get at least that many people to say, yep, I think that guy ought to be on the ballot, you're wasting people's time. So that's why we have these nominating petitions and people gather signatures. Now, things don't always go well with nominating petitions. There have been candidates who came up short. They turned in the minimum amount. Let's say they turned in 200 signatures for a state assembly race. Then people at the Elections Commission, and before that, the Government Accountability Board, they go through and they look at those signatures because they are legal documents, they're petitions. And they want to make sure that this is a real person, a real address that's on there. And sometimes some of the names get struck. They may be maybe completely illegible, or as is often the case, it's found that they signed more than one candidate's petition. You can sign multiple petitions for multiple races, but only one for candidate per race. So if you signed one for Tim Michaels, you can't also sign on the nominating petition for Rebecca Clayfish and so on. So there's reasons that signatures get struck down, and sometimes candidates fall beneath the threshold of what they need to qualify to get on the ballot. It happened in a very big way in a couple of instances in the past. In the very recent past, in Milwaukee, two well-known candidates got bumped off the ballot running for county executive because they basically contracted with an independent outside entity to go gather signatures for them. And again, because of the duplicate signatures that I mentioned before, by the time you threw out some of the duplicates, they were below the threshold and didn't qualify to be on the ballot. That happened just a couple of weeks ago in the state of Michigan, and it was amazing. There were 10 Republicans who wanted to run against Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Five of those 10 failed to qualify to get on the ballot because an outside firm that they used engaged in massive forgery, just duplicating signatures, one person writing in multiple signatures all over the place. So nominating petitions are like the first hump to get over. And yet some candidates don't get over it. Well, that takes us back to Tim Michaels. His issue is not signatures. It's actually the information at the top end or the bottom of it. And I know about this personally, having run for office, but also because, much like Tim Michaels, I have two addresses. There's a street address, but for some people, the mailing address is a separate one. In my case, it's a post office box. So I live in the town of Eagle Point, just outside of Chippewa Falls, but the mailing address is in the city of Chippewa Falls at this post office box. So whichever address they ask for, mailing address or residential address, you better get that right. And Tim Michaels did not. He put on one address rather than the other. And you can argue that this is a ticky-tack thing. And I would sympathize with it as somebody, you know, who has two addresses as well and wants to get these things done right. So I do have sympathy with him. But again, it's attention to detail that tells us if you're serious about running for office. And if on Friday the State Elections Commission says no, you can't say, oh, this is just a technicality, because I will remind you of one other case where somebody didn't qualify for the ballot. Young Mr. Kanye West, who was, 14 seconds late turning in his nominating petitions and did not qualify for the ballot. Joe from Madison is joining us on the show. Joe, nice to have you here. Are you with us, Joe?
Far north.
There you.
Can you hear me, Pat?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm glad you're here and glad you're sitting in for Cootie. You're a wonderful, wonderful alternative host, just from the perspective you bring, having been in news, having been in the state government and resident of up north. And I just wanted to say to you that you had said at one point in this last segment, your first beat is democracy. And I really, really want to thank you for that. It's the most important thing to understand about what you do as a journalist. Thanks a lot.
Joe, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's very kind of you. And it's something that, again, should come natural to any newsroom. It's just that we take it especially seriously. We're going to take a break and see if my partner in crime on weekday podcasts, weekly podcast, Kirk Bangstad, can join us. We'll be right back.
He wrote his name so bigly.
I'm not going to work here anymore anyway.